Well, it's good to see y'all out this evening. Glad to see you. As far as I know, Sunday, everything's on schedule. we'll get back on the regular schedule here. Let's begin our worship service tonight with hymn number 62, Crown Him with Many Crowns. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Everything to God in prayer.
solace there. If you have your Bibles, turn to Genesis chapter 49. Going to read verses 25 and 26. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. The blessings of thy father hath prevailed above the blessings of thy progenitors unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Let us pray. Our God and our Father, blessed be thy name. Honor and glory belong to thee. You are the great and mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Counselor. We thank you that you have been so merciful to us, that you have regarded us. We can say with David, what is man that thou art mindful of him, son of man that thou should visit him? But you have visited us in the power of your Spirit by and through the gospel of Jesus Christ, and have caused us in our souls to hear the voice of Christ through the words that are written, and have brought us to the feet of him who's worthy of all praise and honor and glory, to there find solace for our souls. We thank you that we can speak to you, who created all things and sustain all things and shall consummate all things, that we poor worms of the dust can voice to you our hearts. What a privilege is ours. Father, we pray for those of our company who are sick and going through trials. Continue to remember Perry and Melvin, those of our shut-ins, Wayne and Ethel and Peggy Lambert. We'd ask also, Father, that you would be merciful to those who had this COVID. My nephew, as he's recovering, my son-in-law, we thank you that he's doing better. We pray for our congregation, Father, that we might be a lighthouse on a hill, a hospital for sinners. Come and hear the good news of God's grace to wretched sinners. Help us to be mindful of what you've done for us. Continually remind us of that fact, that you, by your grace and mercy, because of the shed blood and perfect sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ, have counted us among your children. You have taken us as beggars from the dunghill, and have set us among princes and crowned us and endued us with righteousness. We can never thank you enough. Bless our time together tonight for your glory. Touch our hearts by your Spirit, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Now, in this passage of Scripture, Jacob ends his prophecies concerning Joseph. He only has one son left, and that's Benjamin. We'll look at him next week. He speaks of the blessings that Joseph will receive from God that will surpass those of his brethren. Now, historically, these blessings will be bestowed during the remaining years of Joseph's reign as number two in Egypt. These blessings consist of natural things, natural elements, necessities for life that will be provided for Joseph and his brethren as they take up residence in Goshen and grow into a great nation. These blessings placed on Joseph's head as the head of his family will assure the prosperity of the household of Jacob for the glorious days that precede their predestinated slavery at the hand of Pharaoh. The Pharaoh who knew not Joseph, and their great deliverance from the bondage of Egypt by the blood of the Lamb. And that nation, though enslaved, will be preserved until the day of redemption. God, through Joseph, will assure that all things will serve this nation. Things from heaven above, things from earth below, things from the hills, things from the breast and the womb. All those will serve this nation and preserve them until the day that they are delivered. Even the cruel hand of Pharaoh will serve them because they are God's family. Spiritually, this is a picture of the salvation of the elect. They are preserved until the day of redemption, and they will find that God has ordered all things, even their bondage, to work for their good and for His glory. And these blessings will flow from the blessings that the Father has placed upon the head of Jesus Christ, who is head of the church. Now, the blessings listed are from a singular source. It says here in our text in verse 25, they are from the source of all blessings. The old doxology hymn says, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost." All blessings are by God and shall be for our help. He says, "I will be your help." It is the great God who is your help. In Psalm 33, in verse 20, it says, "Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. All blessings flow from the Almighty, who shall bless thee." When the Lord told Moses to bless the people in Numbers chapter 6, He said several things that were designed to bless the people and did bless the people. He said in Numbers chapter 6 and verse 24, He says to Aaron, "Speak unto Aaron and to his son, saying, On this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." These are the Lord's blessings to his people. These blessings are described as of heaven, of the deep, of the breast and the womb, and of the hills. Naturally speaking, these have to do with that which supports life and progeny: rain from above, water from the deep wells, milk or sustenance for the children, the promise of future children and the family, and the crops and vineyards that the hills produce. Spiritually, from heaven, the believer receives all good and perfect gifts. That's what it says in James 1:17. All good and perfect gifts come from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. From the deep refers to the deep things of God that the Spirit reveals to us. Our Lord shows us what He has done. These are the secret things that belong to God, but they are also secret things that are revealed to us as His children, that only His children can understand and receive. The world cannot receive them. The world don't understand them. The world can't even know you as a child of God. That's what John said in 1 John chapter 3. He said, "The world knows us not because it knew Him not." It knew Him not. But you understand and you know, and our Lord makes that clear. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, this passage of Scripture is almost always exclusively by preachers devoted to heaven, things out yonder that nobody knows. But that's not what the text says. The text is very self-explaining. But it is written. Now, where was it written? It was written in Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 4. "As it is written, I have not seen," in verse 9 of chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians, "I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him." And I guess if you want to take that just as a text, you could talk about heaven if you want to, but that's not what it's talking about. He says, "But God, eyes not seen, ear is not heard what God has prepared for you. But God hath revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? We understand each other because we're all people. But by nature we cannot understand God, but the Spirit does. Even so the things of God knoweth no man but by the Spirit of God. Now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things which are freely given to us of God. These are the deep things of God. What is freely given to his people? Salvation, righteousness, sanctification, redemption, justification. All these things are freely given to his people. All things are freely given to them. According to Scripture, Paul said, all things are yours, and you are Christ, and Christ is God's. From the womb refers to the truth of the church that was barren, that she who was barren has more children than she that hath a husband. That's the language used in Isaiah chapter 54 and in Galatians 4:27. Both of those refer to the church, which looks to the world as barren. What do you think these big mega churches would think about this group gathered here tonight? They'd say, what a ragtag bunch of nobodies. You got 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, counting me, here tonight. What do you think the world would say? Ain't much of that outfit. That's what they'd say. But the Lord says, O thou barren, you shall have more children than she that has a husband. And he's talking about the church of the living God. This is the blessings from the womb. From the hills refers to the estate of the church that has received manifold blessings from hills. First, from the hill of Golgotha, we receive the blessing of righteousness before God and salvation and forgiveness of sin. No sin will ever be imputed to us. No charged sin will ever be charged against us, because Christ has perfected us by his work on Calvary's tree. Most of you know Psalm 121 if you've been to the drama here in Cherokee. Most of you know that Elias Boudinot knelt down and prayed this psalm. This psalm is about these hills, the hills of Golgotha, and the holy hill Zion, which is where we are tonight. And Zion, and in Psalm 121, it says, I will lift mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. And a lot of people stop there and say, well, I love the mountains because my help comes from there. That's not what it says. To the hills, what hills? Golgotha, Zion, Zion's holy hill. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He will keep thee, and will not. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth thither shall neither slumber or sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun will not smite thee nor by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. This is the help that he gives to his people. And it comes from the hills, Golgotha and Zion. And these blessings are said to be upon the head of Joseph. Christ is the head of the church, and all blessings are upon him. The church, being his body, receives all that he receives. Whatever Christ has as the head, the body has also. And the body is his church. That's why it says, the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 16 and 17. As all blessings are upon Christ by the Almighty, all believers are in him. And all believers are in him by the power of the Almighty. For it says in 1 Corinthians 1:30, for of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. And in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, it said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Now he's done that according as he's chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world. That's when he did it. That's when he blessed us. And he's given his children all spiritual blessings. That's why Paul could say to the Colossian church, we are complete in him. We have need of nothing. His grace supplies all our needs. These blessings, said to be of thy Father, placed on Christ's head, exceed the blessings of those who are born of him. And he is the one upon whom all blessings exist. Jesus Christ is the source of blessing. He is our blessing. He is that good and perfect gift that comes from above, from the Father of lights. In verse 25, asserts that the crown belongs to Christ's head. And it does. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. The crown we just sung, crown him with many crowns. The crown of his glory, the crown is his glory, and it belongs to him alone. The glory belongs to only a single person, always, the one who's done the deed. He by himself has purged our sins, is what the scripture says in Hebrews chapter 1. He has sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, having accomplished that, and been awarded for it. Being obedient unto death, God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue confess that he's Lord. Things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth, things in the sea shall all sing the praises of Christ and call him Lord. Those who love him will call him Lord. Those who have hated him will call him Lord. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. By one sacrifice he's perfected forever them that are sanctified, even to the extent that God will remember their sins no more. The crown belongs to him. He did it all by himself. Look sometime in your concordance at the words by himself. See how many times it's used in reference to Christ or he alone, by himself, he purged our sins. And it says he is separate from his brethren. He also says, I am with you always. And where two or three meet, I'll be in the midst of them. So how is he separate from us? Well, Joseph was the one that was beloved of his father. It says that in chapter 37 when they're introduced to Joseph. He was well loved by his father. Loved above his brethren is what it says. His father loved him above his brethren. He was the firstborn of Jacob's true love, Rachel. And he was separated from his brethren. He was different from them. They knew it, they saw it, and they hated him for it. The Lord gave him dreams, which were prophetic of the glory that he would receive and also pictured the glory of Jesus Christ. When he said to them as he went out that day and they were tending the sheep, I had this dream, these seven sheaves, and they all bowed down to me. Or these 11 sheaves, and they all bowed down to me. And he said, wait a minute. They said, you're talking about us? You said, we're going to bow down to you? And then he went and told his father another dream that he had, and his father found out that his father said, wait a minute, you think we're going to bow down to you? It's Jacob speaking. What happened? What happened? They sold him into slavery. He went into Egypt, sold to jail because of Potiphar's wife, got out of jail, became second only to Pharaoh. And what did his brethren do when they came to him? They didn't know him, but what did they do? They bowed down to him. What did Jacob do when he came? He bowed down to him with his face on the floor. Every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow. Christ is the beloved of the Father. Now, every one of his children loved with an everlasting love. But he doesn't say this about all of his children. At his baptism and then on the Mount of Transfiguration, he said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, satisfied, and propitiated. It says he's the firstborn, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He's also the firstborn among many brethren, according to Romans 8:29. For whom he did predestinate, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. They were all sinners. His children, his brothers and sisters in Christ. They were all sinners, saved by grace. And he's separate from sinners. He's one of us. He's our family, our closest friend, our elder brother, our father. He's all that to us. Yet he's different from us, isn't he? He's separate from us because he's separate from sinners. He's different. You see, we've known nothing but sin since the day we drew our first breath. He knew no sin. He did no sin. And yet he was made to be sin for his people, that they would be made the righteousness of God in him. He's separate from his brethren. The crown belongs on his head. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of thy progenitors, unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him that is separate from his brethren. Let us pray. Our Father, thank you for your truth. Thank you for your Son. Thank you for saving us. In Christ's name, amen. All right.